In Scotland this November, we'll see the rollout of the new child disability payment, replacing disability living allowance for young people in Scotland. And I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Dominic Milne, Legal Rights Officer here at the RNIB, to find out more. Hello, Dominic, and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you.
Firstly, Dominic, could you explain what is happening with the upcoming changes in Scotland from DLA to child disability payment and exactly what this new payment is?
Yeah, I mean, it's called the child disability payment, as you've said, Toby. What it basically is for people in Scotland, and in this case, it's young people, it's children who claim disability living allowance. They're being switched over to the new system, which is replacing the system that's currently used in the UK generally. And what it is basically, that the new applications are happening from 22nd of November, but they're beginning to transfer people across now. What it essentially means is there's a different benefit, a different name for children in Scotland now. And that process of transferring people over is going to be happening over a period of time to come. They're starting with children 16 years or over, and then they're working their way down.
Do our customers have to do anything at the moment regarding the changes?
They don't have to, actually. No, there's a couple of key points here. The first thing to say is that nobody needs to worry as such, because nothing bad is going to happen. What will happen is Social Security Scotland will write to them and let them know that the transfer is going to happen. Claimants don't have to be reassessed. They don't have to apply. And they will receive the same payment at the same rate on the same day. So in that respect, there isn't anything that they need to worry about or think about. There is one key difference, though, and this is what I'm really here to bring across today. And that is, there is a big difference between disability living allowance, the mobility, and child disability payment. And it's a good one for people in Scotland, because the regulations for meeting the criteria for the high rate of the mobility component, they're more generous under the child disability payment. And what may happen here, what some claimants may find, that their rate of benefit may well increase from the lower rate of mobility to the high rate of mobility. Now, the mobility component is what you claim, the high rate of mobility is what you can claim from the age of 3 as a result of being able to meet the criteria for that. Now, it might be that if you're on the lower rate, if your child is between the ages of 3 and 16 and they're currently on the lower rate of mobility, it might be that they can get the higher rate instead. That's the key thing to bring across.
So there's a chance in Scotland that children may get more benefit under the new scheme.
There is indeed. The reason for this being is because the rules under Social Security Scotland, under this new child disability payment, are that if the client has a severe visual disability, to look at the technical terms of it, then it may be that you can get the high rate of the component as opposed to the lower. Now, with disability living allowance, it's slightly different. They have quite strict rules. They use the Snellen test, and you have to have a particularly low visual acuity under the Snellen test. Now, the one that Scotland are going to use for their system is called the Visual Impairment Network for Children and Young People. And the definition for severe visual impairment there is actually, it's higher. It gives more leeway. This is the key thing. And what we'd probably encourage people to do, if possible, is make sure that if their child is receiving the lower rate of the mobility component, they get advice. They can call us, of course, or they can contact Social Security Scotland and ask them to look at their benefit again.
So obviously, you know, if people think they might benefit from this new scheme, new system, then they really ought to sort of, I suppose, check in and see whether it is going to affect them and they might get more benefit from it.
They absolutely can. I mean, they can contact Social Security Scotland on 0800 181 2222. They can obviously contact us as well, or other advice agencies, but if they want to contact us, that's great. There's no automatic reassessment for people. This is the key thing here, because obviously they're going to transfer people across to the new benefit, but they're not going to reassess them soon. Nobody's money will stop. You'll keep getting what you're getting now, which is great. However, it might be that under the new rules, you might be able to say, well, hang on, our child is getting the low rate of the mobility, when in fact they might, with their severe visual impairment, they may be able to get the high rate. So it's worth making that query, find out whether or not you might fall within that, because the difference in money is the difference between around about £23 a week and £60 a week. It's quite a big difference with the low rate mobility and the high rate mobility. It's well worth checking out.
If people have any concerns about the changes, or if they want to find out more about the benefits that they might be entitled to, Dominic, where can they go to find out more?
They can call our helpline here at the RNIB on 0303 123 9999. We'll be very happy to help them. We'll be able to advise them generally on any other benefits they might be able to claim. But specifically on this, they'll be able to find out, see whether it's worth, if you're in Scotland and you've got a claim for disability living allowance for your child, we can check and make sure whether or not it's worth making that claim to have the mobility raised from the low to the higher, if it's possible.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Dominic Milne, RNIB Legal Rights Officer, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.